This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
9BERKEY, Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who's on board and who isn't? Some conservatives say it's a little too rushed and not right, and it's Obama light. The president disagrees. Here's what I think. It's an abomination what we have going on with health care. And in the end, it's you and it's I that have to deal with the little card that's in our wallet that doesn't quite jive with going to the doctors to get that checkup you need, going to the doctors to get the blood work that's part of the checkup that costs a gazillion dollars now, going to get those x-rays because your ribs feel a little bit tweaked. For goodness sake, man, we need a break. We need something that works. Not something that smothers us, strokes us out, and makes us feel like we don't have a cent left in our pocket after we go to the hospital or to our healthcare provider. So anyway, that's part of the conversation. Then Senator Al Franken decided, I'm going to get me a piece of Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. Here's what he said.
That's a ridiculous response. It's not a clarification at all. Of course, the question didn't ask about the Russian ambassador. I didn't ask him. He answered a question that he asked himself, which is, did I meet with any Russians? And he answered it falsely. He said, no, I hadn't. I've been cutting him a lot of slack. I've been refusing to say that he lied. I've wanted to wait for this letter to come out. It's hard to come to any other conclusion that he just perjured himself.
All right, so Franken says he perjured himself, but in an update to Congress, Jeff Sessions insists he was correct to say he had no communications with the Russians. And then Vanity Fair a few hours ago, I got this tweet. Vanity Fair said, of all places you would pick this up, right? They said that they agree that there's nothing to these meetings with the ambassador, Kislyak. That they're just... there are no Manchurian candidate innuendos. That's it. Period. There's no evidence of wrongdoing. There's no evidence that Sessions perjured himself in an answer to Franken. Wow. That's pretty big, I gotta say. So when this was put out, it's in Vanity Fair, again, this isn't a place that you think you would read that. Right? No. If you look at the transcripts and the questions from Senator Pat Leahy and Al Franken, there is no evidence of wrongdoing or that there was perjury. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, babe.
Hey, what's going on?
I got a joke for you.
Oh, I love your jokes.
Okay, here we go. This group of, hang on, I got to turn this radio down. This group of men that all played golf together decided that they'd go out to dinner when they were all in their 40s. So they all went to this Golden Pheasant restaurant. And they loved the service there, and the food was just fabulous. And they said, you know what? We're going to do this every 10 years. We're going to have a reunion. We're all going to come back to this restaurant. And yeah! So they drank all their drinks, and they left as happy as could be. Well, 10 years later, on their 50th anniversary, sure enough, they all showed up, the ones who are still alive, at the thing, and they had another great party there, and great food and great service, and they just loved it. They did the same thing on their 60th, and then the 70th, and on the 80th, they decided they'd pick the Golden Pheasant because they'd never been there before.
We've never been here. I love it. I totally get it. That's brilliant.
Okay,
that might be
now,
your best offering for a while. That's good.
Okay. I'll have some more for you in the future. I got a little bit of a tickle at Franklin or Franken or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Look, Sessions talked to the Russians, just as you and I would talk to our neighbor here, without being involved in the president, because he's on the Armed Services Committee then, and it was just casual of being polite to a fellow diplomat, blah, 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 as he would to the Czech diplomat or the Italian diplomat or any other. And all this Russian thing is just blown out of complete proportion. Now, Podesta. Podesta's thing wasn't hacked by the Russians or anybody else. He used the password, and they busted him, and they had all his little information on there when he was back and forth to Hillary and all the little stuff that he was pulling off with Hillary. But when you got a password, this password, my God, it don't take a genius to figure out how to break in and get on that. And that could have been anybody. And this revelation that WikiLeaks has come out about the CIA spying on us, the American people, and then the NSA being doing the same thing to every single American in this country with taps on our phones, using on Google or Apple or what have you, Android, you name it.
Yes.
I mean, my God, this was a revelation that's just now starting to shake them all up, and it has proven that what Trump said is true. They did tap his pre-election phones. They did his office. They did everything they could. And like WikiLeaks has now proven that they can hack into anything in a TV set, on a phone, any correspondence you have through electric mail, whatever, he's blown the whistle wide open. And all the people that are going, Trump has now proven he's absolutely right in everything that he said so far, and they're starting to fish crawl. And like that Vanity Fair article where they're backing off, hey, they see the handwriting on the wall, and they don't want to be the last one holding the bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And for them to say that, that's huge. I agree.
And say hi to Grim and everybody and Izzy and everyone for me and Tom Moss and Patrick and everybody out there. And Andrew, the guy that you got there that's doing the phones and everything. Good man. I liked his music real well. I even told him so.
I think so too, Dan. I
welcome him to our little family and hope he has absolutely nothing but success.
Oh, that's sweet. I love that, Dan. Thank you. Yes, we wish him the same thing as we motor along through here on America Tonight. And he is with us. Andrew is with us during one of our shows during the weekend. It happens to be this one. 855-266-5283. If you have something to say, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Woman. Oh, please tell me I'm not a bad woman. Tomorrow, now, because we've now flipped over, a day without a woman, International Women's Strike Worldwide, the United States, International Day of Action Strikes Protests in 30 countries. Women are encouraged to take the day off work, do not shop, except at small and women minority-owned businesses wear red in solidarity with those participating in the strike. So obviously I am working, and I will be working on this next day, and plus I'm giving a speech. So they didn't tell me I wasn't supposed to work. I'm giving a speech on influential listening at the Dallas Business Journal. Should I wear red? What do I do? Oh, it's a conundrum, right? So, all of a sudden it's all over the place. I'm seeing it everywhere. People are sending me notes. Are you working? You're not working. Are you not working? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to take a picture of myself wearing red. 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. What should I do, guys? Grim, hello.
Show up in a sheer body leotard and say, a picture's worth 1,000 words, and then walk off.
Walk off. I'm on strike.
That was for Dan. you know what, Kate? That Republican... American healthcare thing is just excerpts out of the Obama 4000 page.
I know. I know.
You can expect the other 3,000 plus to, you know, be gradually put in place. Oh, man. Yeah, they first say there's no mandate. Well, hold on. What's tax credits? Okay, you're going to give me credit. Who pays the tax? Okay, I'm paying for it then, right?
Right.
So
you're paying
a
for it. Yeah, that's a mandate. That's a mandate. You'd be hey, right.
Next time a politician, I'd love to have a microphone. Oh, goodness. I'm about ready to just give up. I ain't getting, you know, it's. Anyhow, next time a politician says, well, you know, politics and the way Washington, D.C. operates is too complicated for you. Knock their teeth down the throat. That's what you do. Just right then and there. And then you respond back to them, well, my forefathers wrote the Constitution and that went too hard, so what's your problem?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, come on, if you get elected, this is your gig. This is your job. I agree.
They make it bureaucratic, complicated,
yes.
Because they want to pick our pockets.
Exactly. And if you make it complicated, then it's too complex, it's too buried in legalese and nonsense and red tape and everything else, then you're absolutely right. There's nobody who has the time to pick through it. There's nobody who understands it. It becomes a horrific nightmare. You're right.
And what do? They don't enforce the laws that work. They turn around and just pass another law. And then they don't enforce that one because they don't want it to work because that's what bureaucracy is.
Right.
And it costs us in the end. I can fix the health care. First, you got to get judges. That's going to be difficult. But if you can prosecute Medicaid fraud in the billions over the years, how much money does that go towards paying for those that can't afford health care? If you can get your board of supervisors to live up to their honesty in the fact that our taxes paid for every general hospital from the time our grandparents were paying taxes so that the doctor didn't have to ride around in a carriage and we could all go to one facility and not know where he's at when we're sick. Come on.
I know.
This was all put together. They're just milking the hell out of us. And
I agree.
They're not none of them are honorable up there. It's going to get down to the point. I know plenty of people, okay, plenty of people that know enough about chemistry and physics, and you've seen the Manhattan Project, and
yep.
You're going to get somebody mad enough to where they're going to walk in there. Bye-bye. And designated survivor will be a reality. Because, you know, you got a third of this country on food stamps, in welfare, that were working. Still.
You're right.
And what are they doing now? Just driving another nail to start it all off again with this health care.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's not 2.0, it's just the same thing. It's excerpts out of the Obama health care. with false promises. And you've read it. And Dan, I agree with Dan 100%. You know, let's get these Muslims out of the country. I don't know if you've read even this, you know, the brevity of Leo Hahn's book, but I'm telling you, Kate, here's the thing that Leo Hahn doesn't understand. If we end up with a civil war with, you know, the fighting America's caught between the Muslims and what comes across the southern border, as I've referred to as the southern culture, that's going to take over. And Europe's, they've been predominated with Muslims since the, you know, Crusades with all the mosques and whatnot, and they take care of that. And Russia decides just to wipe out, you know, Western Europe and just do preliminary nukes over here and wipe out South America because they can't really stop them. They're Catholic down there, and they'd much rather just get rid of them.
Right.
And this is what people don't see. Well, where's that put China? You know, everybody's talking Russia. You know, revolutions. The Christians
good
can't
point.
Even get the thing right because they don't
point.
Talk about China. Because I guarantee you, North Korea will take care of the southern Pacific realm, and China will take care of Russia and rest of the Muslim countries.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Absolutely. I can't argue. I mean, you make it incredibly valid points.
That's why I'm about ready to just give up and get my horse and two mules. You want to come join me?
Yeah. We got to go. We got to start something. We got to move somewhere. It's crazy.
Well, I'm telling you, they got a nice
sad.
Place in the Canadian Rockies that you can get high enough that, you know, when they start letting off the fireworks, you ain't got to worry about suffering. And, you know, you can get high enough up there and just watch the fireworks show and be consumed with the fallout.
I gotcha. You're right. You know what? There was a movie where that happened. What was the movie where they watched? There was a guy that watched everything fall around him. I can't think of the movie, but I'll think
of
it.
Oh, God. No,
you know it. You know it. You
yeah,
know
I've
it, though.
It too. But, you know, it's just like The Watchmen.
Yes.
I'm at that point with, you know, the comedian. It's all one big poop joke.
Right.
It really is.
And it sure didn't feel this way 15 years ago, even 10 years ago,
sure
then the switch happened.
Sure didn't feel this happened. Way with Trump, because what can Trump did everything he promised, but now all he can do is throw up his hands to the American public and say, I tried.
Right.
It's not his fault. I mean, I would be a little bit more harsher and not worry about being impeached. Tomorrow, every one of the senators, due to NSA laws, would wake up to FBI agents in their office waiting on them to collect the last bit of electronic device they have, which is their idiot pads.
Can you imagine?
And I'd say, due to national security, we're going to solve this problem.
Right.
And then, you know, I collect all the information off of every one of the electronic devices.
Right.
And WikiLeaks, oh, man, you talk about letting it be free to the public. I'll show you exactly what everybody's been doing. Because it ain't a matter of national security. National security starts tomorrow. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
the way it should be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would be open about it. You know, it's just like when Obama got bin Laden, they didn't need to announce that they got computers and all these documents and everything. That should have been withheld. For a certain period of time.
Right, and of course it wasn't withheld, and then that raised the antenna of a lot of people and the ire of some we didn't need as well. Grim, very grim during this call, but I understand, I feel you. Stay with us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thanks for hanging with us across America and beyond our borders. Kate Delaney, hope your week is off to a very good start. I know my week is off to a good start. And many of you sent me emails, and we're going to dive into the mailbag coming up a little bit later this hour. But joining us now, she's in our virtual green room, Donna Hansen, a certified speaker, a CSP, as we call them in the business, and she is a technology strategist, and she joins us from Perth, Australia, or Victoria, Australia, I'm going to say. Hey, Donna, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Kate. It's cocktail hour.
I know, that's right. It's cocktail hour for you, but not so much for us here in the U.S., depending on where we live. You know, it's interesting.
Right.
I wanted to ask you this right at the top. You know, the reaction to Donald Trump around the world has been kind of interesting. What's the reaction been? And I know you just were in England, too. What's the reaction between what you saw in England and what you saw in Australia to the new president that we have?
Look, I think here it's people are wondering if perhaps it's an episode of The Simpsons, because there was a Simpsons episode a few years ago that predicted Donald Trump was going to be a president. But here it's, we're just looking on thinking, and we thought we were crazy.
You mean you think he's a game show host president? Oh, I like that. Look, that's funny. That's true.
You know, next thing you know, you'll have Kim Kardashian lining up.
Oh, Kim Kardashian is, I don't know, what role could she take over? The official entertainer in Washington. It is funny in talking about that episode of The Simpsons, because you're right, they predicted that, and there were others that predicted it, and what's interesting is thinking it was so crazy and so far-fetched, and then here he is, president, and he's talking about one thing. You know, you're a technology expert. One of the things that's interesting that he's saying, and right away he's undoing a lot of Obama's policies, and one thing that he's threatening businesses with is if you want to take your business overseas, in other words, you want to create parts and do that and take jobs away from people here in the United States, then you're going to pay a tax at the border. I was in Ireland not too long ago and took a tour of Apple over there, and you know this, there's certainly a lot of technology companies that are overseas. Do you think with the lowering of the tax rate that will pull they'll pull up stakes and come back to the U.S.?
Look, realistically, I think the answer to that's probably no. I'm thinking the tax schemes that they have in places like Ireland and the Canary Islands and stuff like that, these are smart companies. They know exactly what they're doing, and I'm sure probably somewhere along the line, every business is looking at how you can minimize the amount of tax you pay within the legal loopholes that the system has.
Yeah, there you go. I think you're right, by the way. I think a lot of companies won't just ditch Ireland or ditch Malaysia or some of the other places where they are, because if they look at the balance sheet, the numbers still won't add up for them. So I don't think that they're going to do it. Certainly not right away anyway. So you are a speaker. As I said, you're a certified public speaker, and that means that you have a good rap and people hire you to come and talk. And a lot of what you talk about centers around technology. You and I have talked about that. And I love in looking at some of the cool speeches that you do for people listening. One of the things that you talk about is how do you leverage your tech and do more stuff. So how do we do that? I know that that's a big wide open question, but how can we leverage it? Tell me. I want to know the answer.
Well, you know what? I actually believe that less is more. I think we need to put our technology down more. And I think, you know, from a sales role, I think you find that the more you deal with people on a relationship level, people buy from people they like, know, and trust. That's sales 101. So, I'm going to buy from somebody that I like to deal with. If I've got comparative people to buy from, I'd rather deal with somebody who's great to deal with rather than somebody who's a pain in the butt. And from a personal perspective, whilst technology is great to be connected, you know, with people all around the world, you know, I think we've forgotten how to be present, and I'm a big believer in just because we've got the technology doesn't mean we should be using it 24/7.
You mean if you and I go out to lunch when I come to Australia, if I'm constantly on my iPhone, I can expect you to rip it from my hands?
It might get placed somewhere where the sun doesn't shine.
It's so annoying. It is so annoying when you go out. This is something everybody can do. I did it like an unofficial survey of the land when I was in Florida. I've been in Florida. I've been in New York, and I was in Charleston, South Carolina. And I looked around, Donna, and I could not believe the amount of people where there would just be two people. It could be a couple or a couple girlfriends or whoever it was, or guys. Everybody. Head down, whether they were drinking beers, whether they were at lunch, whether they were running, whatever it was, everybody had their head down, and I thought, we're lucky we don't just crash into things.
Well, you know, I was lucky today. I almost saw someone get hit by a car as a result of technology. We were stopped at a set of traffic lights to walk across. And this guy had, you know, his earbuds in listening to music or whatever he was listening to. Clearly that was more important than not getting hit by a car. And somebody yelled out, stop, because the car didn't realize the light had turned red and was starting to drive through it, you know, accelerate.
Wow. So, oh, that would have been scary.
And, you know, we've had some crazy things happen over here in Melbourne. Just last week we had somebody drive a car through one of our main shopping precincts, shopping mall, and deliberately ran into a number of people. We've already had 5 people die as a result. And it'd be interesting to see if you know, how many of those people walking along, you know, might have had technology that maybe had prevented them from being injured or slowed down their reaction time, perhaps. I don't know. But the world's pretty crazy at the moment. Crazy times.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just going to say it. All you Australians sound alike. I was thinking of my old producer, and I said Perth, but I know you're not in Perth, and it's probably almost an insult to say you're from Perth. It's like saying, I don't know, that I'm from, French Lick, Indiana. And you're from Victoria. So Victoria is like, where is Victoria? Explain that to us.
Victoria, if you look at the map of Australia, Victoria is in the southeast. And at the moment, we're in the news not only because of fatalities that are happening as a result of crazy people, but we're also hosting the Australian Open. So if you're into sport, which I know you are, and of course you'll cross everything with sport, won't you, Kate? Australian Open tennis is on at the moment.
That's right. You could see a Williams showdown.
Yes, and you know, that's going to be tremendous if that happens. That'll be an interesting thing, and it's just, I mean, I could talk for hours about the tennis and just the changes that are happening with all of that, but, you know, that's something for another day. I'm sure all of your listeners don't want to hear about tennis. And by the way, just as a note, because I know that I am in the future, it's actually about 4:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday here, and it's still Monday where you are. I just wanted to let your listeners know, try as they might, I can't give you the lotto numbers.
Oh, give us those numbers. We want them. You're hilarious. Oh, brutal. You know, we're going to broadcast next year from the Australian Open. That would be so much fun. But you have to come with me to act as an on-site producer and also to protect me from the kangaroos, because the last time you and I talked, apparently kangaroos are just, they could just pop up right there on the property.
Well, let me just tell you this. Just a week or so ago, a lady was attacked, like a fitness instructor, a PT. She was attacked and ripped to shreds by a kangaroo. She's got scars all up her arms and crazy stuff.
That is crazy stuff. Yeah, don't want to mess with them. All right, so you are wonderful at what you do, and I just want people to be able to find you. If they want to learn more about you, where do they go?
If they go to the 3 W's. Donna Hanson, that's HANSON .com.au, and it's Donna, DONNA. I've got all sorts of things on my Starbucks cups when I come to America.
I love that.
It's not cold.
Oh, I'm with you. I got to keep heating my coffee up again and again and again. Donna, what a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll have you on again. We appreciate it.
Good to talk to you, Kate. Bye, everyone.
So how about that? She's right there in the backyard of what's happening at the Australian Open. It could be a Williams final. Yes, Serena and her sister. Stay with us.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Been doing Nail the Score all year long, talking a lot about football. Steve Shanken joins us. He's the author of a new book called Undefeated, Jim Thorpe and the Carlisle Indian School Football Team. Steve, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Thank you, Kate. I'm really happy to be here.
So I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, and I talked a lot about football. And, of course, I do football here on America Tonight and also NBC Sports. I know it's America's game, but I think what people don't know, and you wrote a lot about this, is what football was really like back in the day. So if we go back to the 1900s and talk about athletes and dying while playing football and that kind of thing, what would people be shocked to learn?
A lot of it. I am a lifetime football fan, but I was shocked. I mean, the game was like all-out brawling, kind of like loosely organized combat. And there was in the early days, you talk about the late 18, early 1900s, no passing allowed. So it was just the biggest, burliest dudes would one running play after another. Basically, two groups of 11 guys would just group together and then smash into each other over and over and over again. And fans couldn't really even see the ball because they would wind up in these giant pile-ups where people would punch each other, pull each other's hair. And it isn't a joke because, you said it, I mean, kids were dying. And it reached kind of this really crisis point. 1905, 19 players died playing football. Wow. Can you imagine? I mean, as dangerous as it is today, and rightfully we're arguing and debating about it, but back then it was really on the tipping point of being banned entirely.
Yeah, and, you know, people don't realize this now when we talk about equipment. Equipment was so different. Of course it was different then, but the helmets compared to what they wore then and what they wore now. And plus, is it true you didn't really have to wear a helmet?
Not at all, no. One of the main characters in this book is Pop Warner, who's famous today mainly, I guess his name is known with youth football leagues, but he was a great coach, very innovative, and the coach of the Carlisle Indian School football team, which is what this book is about. But he played his college days at Cornell, and he called what his helmet was no helmet at all. He called it football hair. There's a great picture of him with this big, puffy, curly hair, and he said, "That's my helmet. This is what guys did to protect their head," which is, it sounds crazy.
Wow, no kidding. So what? How did Jim Thorpe and Pop Warner, how did they know each other? How did that relationship all happen?
Yeah, that's what's really electric about this story, is that these two incredibly different dynamic people come together. Jim was a Native American kid from Oklahoma who hated school, and eventually his dad sent him all the way to Pennsylvania to this boarding school called Carlisle in Pennsylvania. And they had gotten together a football team and were just starting to make a little noise, get a little bit good, when Pop Warner showed up and started coaching them. But what really happened was when it all came together, when Pop got the team going, they were starting to be a little creative, which nobody else was doing then. And then the greatest athlete in the world, though in the form of a skinny teenager who no one knows is the greatest athlete, shows up there. And then that's that marriage. When they get together, then magical things start happening.
When you say magical things start happening, people really get involved in the game. People really start paying attention, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say they saved the game. It's just the timing is one of those things you couldn't make up. But Jim started playing in 1907, which was just when they changed the rules. The only reason they allowed passing was to try and save the game. And at the time, President Teddy Roosevelt got involved. He loved football. It didn't bother him at all that people were getting hurt playing, because he thought, oh, that's manly, that's good. But he did see that people were going to ban the game. So he pushed colleges to reform, and they did, and they allowed passing, and they created an end zone and all these things that we know today. But that was just as Jim showed up. And so rules on a piece of paper are one thing, but this is the team that invented modern football.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. In reading your book, certainly you lay that out in the characters. There's no question about it. Do you think that Jim Thorpe is one of the greatest football players of all time, if you go back in his time?
I think he has to be. I like those arguments, too, although I know it's impossible to compare one era to another. But he, up to his, I mean, he was like something no one had ever seen. And it happened right from his first tryout. He walked on the field. And he had a combination of speed, agility, and power that you just never see in one person. When I was a kid, it was Bo Jackson. Remember Bo Jackson, who could
just
do everything?
Me too, Bo knows.
And he would play baseball and climb up a wall in baseball, and then he would play football. And he was both stronger and faster than everybody. That was Jim in his time.
Boy, no kidding. He was just an all-around great athlete, and pretty much anything. I bet even if you were to transport him to today, I think he would somehow assimilate into whatever the sport was. He was just an all-around good athlete, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He could do anything, and he even went to the Olympics in 1912, which is when he was essentially would it be kind of like between junior and senior year in college equivalent, and competed in track and field, and he won two gold medals. And the pinnacle of the Olympics in those days was decathlon, you know, where you do 10 different events.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is he had never even done some of them. He was fast and he was good at track, but he had never thrown a javelin or a shot put. He just kind of showed up and saw how people were doing it. And nobody took him seriously, just like the team. Nobody thought he could compete, and he just went in there and just dominated and won gold medals. And that was when the whole world realized, okay, this is hands down the best athlete in the world.
Yeah, and on Pop Warner's side of it, just did Pop Warner have the foresight to know that this sport was something and that it would grow and get bigger? And did he just know that?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, he loved football. He's an interesting character in his own right. His dad wanted him to be a lawyer, and so he went to Cornell and trained as a lawyer, but he hated it. He thought it was so boring. And so he kind of drifted back to coaching football. And I just think, I'm not sure if he thought it was going to be a big deal. He just, it called to him. You know, he had played, he wasn't great, but he saw, wait a minute, what if we don't do the same old boring thing over and over again? What if I pretend to go this way and then go the other way? But it's that light bulb moment that seems so obvious, but the idea of running reverses was, it's just no one had done it before. And so he brought a creativity and artistry almost to it that was definitely brand new.
Yeah, and you know, you talking about the Olympics, and in your book, you have actually a picture of, you have lots of pictures in the book, which is great, because it comes alive for you in reading the book, Undefeated. You've got what was in the paper, and one of them says, Jim Thorpe, professional, pleads guilty to charge. So what happened was, he had to be, once he was called a professional, he had to return prizes and money essentially, right?
Yeah, this was the hugest scandal of the time in sports. You know, way bigger than Tom Brady deflating footballs or anything like that. I mean, it was the equivalent of that, but it was much bigger, really, and much sadder. He had won these medals fair and square, but Jim, like so many athletes and college-age kids, had played summer baseball in a semi-pro league. He made, you know, $20 a month or something, but it was a summer job, essentially. And so many kids from Ivy League schools did this and then went to play Olympics or compete in so-called amateur track and field. And it was no problem. But when Jim got, quote-unquote, caught doing it, because he had never hidden from doing it, he used his own name. You could look at the box scores from this North Carolina league he played in, and it was a very small time. But he got caught doing it. And, yeah, it became a huge scandal. Look at the papers from those days. It dominates the news. And he was forced to return. They basically stripped him of his gold medals.
Wow. I mean, crazy to think of. I mean, now they kind of straightened up those lines of what is professional money, et cetera, because it started, you know, back in those days, you know, he wasn't making a lot of money. It wasn't a lot of money whatsoever. It was money to survive, basically. And we know football players had crazy off-season jobs. I mean, they worked when they were playing.
Yeah, that's the other tough thing about Jim. In addition to this, which was really, I mean, you have to, you know, the race was clearly a factor in this controversy. But beyond that, he could have, today at least, even without medals, made a fortune playing football. But there was no NFL back then. There was no professional football yet. And so he went to play professional baseball, which he was good at, but it wasn't his thing. You know, it wasn't his gift. But he was good enough to play on the Giants and a bunch of teams for a few years. But you're right, he never made a fortune doing that. And then when pro football started, he got into that. And he's already 30 at this point, which, you know, for a running back, that's a grandpa. That's old. So he still had a little bit of the magic, but it was not the same anymore. But he played into his late 30s. But as you said, he never made a good living doing that.
Yeah. Wow. Pick it up. You can pick it up at Amazon, I'm sure. Steve Shenkin, the book is called Undefeated, Jim Thorpe and the Carlisle Indian School Football Team. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. It's been really fun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10%.